Welcome to an hour of contemporary classical music. I'm Andrea Murray. Later on, George Takei narrates a piece about the confinement of Japanese Americans in concentration camps in World War II, including Takei himself. Our weekly classical cover of a pop song is a string quartet version of a Led Zeppelin classic. I've got a cut from a forthcoming album by Abel Silocha, inspired by the indigenous music of his native South Africa. We open the show with a couple of pieces by the young British composer Rebecca Dale. Her music has been performed by La Pietà, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Voces 8, and by request at the coronation of the current King of England. We're going to hear a performance of a Rebecca Dale piece called True Love next, performed by the ensemble Tenebrae. music by English composer Rebecca Dale. That one was called Can't Sleep. It was performed by the percussionist Joby Burgess. Before that, the vocal group Tenebrae, with an ensemble that included cellist Richard Harwood, we heard True Love. All Classical is a listener-funded station. We're also grateful for the support of the 48th annual Sun River Music Festival in Bend and Sun River this August. Their August 3rd Pops concert at the Tower Theater features a tribute to Broadway and film. Tickets at sunrivermusic.org. I'm Andrea Murray. While I may not be all about the bass, I am a big fan of the instrument and of the musical low end in general. So I hope you'll indulge me in a couple of pieces by the French bassist composer Florent Gis. Much of his work is for solo bass, looped to sound like several basses, accompanied by electronic effects. He also has a band called Bonjour. We'll hear them playing with Gis after we hear him performing Lisboa.
Thank you.
Two pieces by the French double bassist and composer Florent Gis. That was Thursday Morning, performed with his band Bonjour. And before that, we heard Gis playing Lisboa. I'm Andrea Murray. Thanks for being here for our weekly hour of contemporary music. It's time for our weekly classified segment, Classical Covers of Pop Songs. The guitar god Jimmy Page once said he wished this song would be the one that everyone forever associates with the band Led Zeppelin instead of Stairway to Heaven. Kashmir appeared on their 1975 album Physical Graffiti. We'll hear a version performed by the Hampton String Quartet. Thank you. our weekly classical cover of a pop song. Tonight's classified segment was the Hampton String Quartet's version of Kashmir from Led Zeppelin's 1975 Physical Graffiti. Well, thanks for being here for our weekly hour of contemporary music at All Classical Radio. I'm Andrea Murray. Our broadcast is made possible by listener contributions, as well as the Portland Spirit, featuring brunch, lunch, and dinner cruises every week. These meal cruises are approximately 2 hours long and include local Northwest dishes crafted fresh on board, plus live piano performances and narration on the outer decks. There's more information at portlandspirit.com. Still to come on tonight's program, we'll hear actor George Takei narrating a piece about the incarceration of Japanese Americans and Japanese immigrants during World War II. Now, a couple of pieces by Abel Siliowacza. He's a cellist and a composer and a vocalist whose work incorporates the indigenous music of his native South Africa. That includes a song called Tsoli Tsoli. In English, Everything is Everything. We'll hear him joined by the Aurora Orchestra with this tune from the upcoming album Four Spirits Live.
Tadula Rezepine. Oh. gozzando i Africa.
The title of that piece in English is Africa is Back by the South African composer, vocalist, and cellist Abel Siliowacha. In that performance, we also heard cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Just before that, Sole Sole, Everything is Everything. That's from a forthcoming live album by Siliowacha with the Aurora Orchestra. I'm Andrea Murray, and you're listening to All Classical Radio's weekly hour of contemporary music. A couple of weeks ago, I played a cut from a forthcoming album by the Apollo Chamber Players, DJ Spooky's setting of some text from the novel 1984. The album is called Ban, Stories of Censorship. New commissions, many of which have to do with the editing of American history. That includes a piece by an American composer who's studied in Japan, Marty Reagan's The Book of Names, has to do with the incarceration of Japanese and Japanese Americans in American concentration camps during World War II. Among the people sent to those camps, the young George Takei, the famous actor, and his family. George Takei is the narrator.
After the bombing of Hiroshima and then Nagasaki in 1945, the war with Japan ended. America had won, and my family, among 125,181 persons of Japanese ancestry, had to face the challenge of trying to reconstruct our lives in an America still hostile to us. The government gave us each a one-way ticket to anywhere in the United States and $25 to rebuild our lives. We had to fend for ourselves, starting with nothing, and we were still seen by some Americans as the enemy. My parents decided to return to Los Angeles, the city where they had married and started our family. Through it all, my parents never lost their moral compass and continued to raise us by example and with dignity. Our parents had lived through the darkest breakdown of our democracy, and yet our father taught us the significance of participation in a participatory democracy. I was active in student government. I was elected student body president at Mount Vernon Junior High, and at Los Angeles High, I was elected senior board president. I volunteered in countless political campaigns. Very slowly, justice seemed to take small steps back toward our community. In 1980, the United States Congress formed the Commission on Wartime Internment of Civilians. In August of 1981, I testified before that commission. I ended my testimony with these words. I have come to understand that as noble and as precious as our American ideals are, they can also be very fragile. Democracy can only be as good, or as strong, or as true as the people who make it so. It is my belief that America today is strong enough and confident enough to recognize a grievous failure. I believe that it is honest enough to acknowledge that damage was done. And I would like to think that it is honorable enough to provide proper restitution for the injury that was done. For in a larger sense, injury was done to those very ideals that we hold as fundamental to our American system. We, all of us as Americans, must strive to redeem those precepts that faltered years ago when I was a boy. And in that role as an American, I urge restitution for the incarceration of American citizens of Japanese ancestry, because that restitution would, at the same time, be a bold move to strengthen the integrity of America. That was my testimony before the Congressional Commission more than 43 years ago, giving voice to those that were interned, friends, family, and strangers alike.
Yasu Hasegawa.
Kiyomatsu Motoshita.
Chie Nagasaki.
Kiyomatsu Omura.
Isaku Ota. Bunjiro Miura.
Yaei Isoda.
Ishiro Ura.
Haramatsu Shinada.
Saji Murayama.
Kiyo Morano.
Chozo Nagamatsu.
Mason Kato.
Toyoko Aoki.
Kuma Sonobe.
Joe Hiratsuka.
Tami Miura.
Shisuno Kawada.
Gozo Suzuki.
Fuyu Yasui.
Tokijiro Tezuka.
Choyai Toga.
Wasuke Nagai.
Yoshi Hanamura.
Tomie Ikeda.
Haroku Ni.
Ura Shikuma.
Yasu Takeuchi.
Chiyuhiko Narita.
James Yoshida.
Yoshikipa Igamita.
Kazuo Fujio
Okamoto.
Sano Ishikawa.
Hisaburo Shoji.
Shinko Oto.
Shinjiro Kanada.
Toki Maeda.
Misaku Morita.
Kiyo Ueda.
Kazu Nakamura.
Masao Ono.
Ichiji Gota.
Itaru Saito.
Iwasada Yamaguchi.
Nizo Yoshida.
Saki Miyamoto.
Sen
Mori.
Kuma Nakao.
Sakichi Shiroi.
Tami
Hanjiro Honda.
Masami Miyata.
Daigoro Yoshida.
Senichi Doi.
Sono Taniguchi.
Koji Yoshida.
Katsuji Abe.
Utaru Frank Hashimoto.
Misaburo Tamura.
Tazu Yoshijima.
Zenhei Ota.
Heizo Higuchi.
Ko Tashima.
Nami Kawayoshi.
Kimi Tanaka.
Sae Kaneko.
Takekuma Norman Takei. Fumiko Emily Takei. Henry Hosomi Takei. Nancy Reiko Takei. George Osato Takei.
Thank you.
In 1984, the Commission produced a report on its findings. The Commission found the interment was caused by three factors. One, war hysteria. Two, racial prejudice. Three, the failure of political leadership. The Commission's report was sent to the White House. In 1988, President Ronald Reagan, on behalf of the people of the United States, signed the Civil Liberties Act and officially apologized for the internment and paid redress of $20,000 to the survivors who were still alive at the time of the signing of the bill. Our democracy is a precious ideal that requires all of us as Americans to actively engage with it, to keep it strong and true and shining.
The Apollo Chamber Players with narrator George Takei. That was a piece about the incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II, The Book of Names by Marty Reagan. That appears on the forthcoming album called Ban, Stories of Censorship. Well, that's it for tonight's Hour of Contemporary Music on All Classical. Next week, an excerpt from an interview with guitarist Sharon Isbin about her new release and her upcoming appearance at the Vancouver Arts and Music Festival. You can hear tonight's show again if you like on the audio archive on our website. We'll keep it there for the next 2 weeks. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope you can join us next Saturday night at 9. Some chamber music by Antonin Dvorak coming up on All Classical Radio, KQAC Portland at 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach at 88.1, KQMI Manzanita at 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River at 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239BP Corvallis 95.7, and streaming at allclassical.org.